You must have felt second half you had enough chances to win that one today, Peter.
Yeah, I do. I thought it was a really tough game, obviously. The conditions and the pitch is a bit long, as you know, so it's a bit... Obviously, Partick playing it every week, and I know Queen's Park are here, so I understand the reasons why. But obviously, it makes it a little bit different when you're carrying, and the boys were saying that maybe the couple of half chances we had. But it was a tough game, you know. Thistle, I think, is at 10 goals or something in the last few games. We know they've been playing really well. But I say, I think the boys in the last few weeks have shown spirit and deserve, I think, deserve more in both games, to be perfectly honest with you. But as I say, they keep showing that commitment, that desire. You hope that little bit of luck changes for them and get that victory they're so desperately wanting.
The good thing is nobody got away from you and you dropped it up back to the
other point. Yeah, of course, But, as you say, we're here to win. I'll never change that. That's what we're here to try and win, so you get disappointed. And it's very unusual, same as last week, against a very strong Kilmarnock side, and the boys were despondent a little bit, you know, quiet in the dressing room. It's the exact same over there because they felt that they have chances to win the game. But, as I say, you've got to remember you're coming away at a tough place with a team that's, as I say, been on fire. I thought we defended well as a group, you know, we attacked well with a purpose, and as I say, just at certain circumstances, I think, especially even in the first half, there was great opportunities and we just didn't take care, you know, and if we'd attained care, there were opportunities there for us. And it was the other pleasing thing was that Ian Wilson was able to come back and get a few minutes on the pitch, and I thought he was excellent when he came on.
And then another day Craig White may have taken that chance?
Absolutely, and Craig's more than capable of that. As I say, I've never complained, and I've said that in every game we've played. The strikers have had chances, but I never leave strikers out if they miss chances. I leave them out when they're not getting in the box. You know, that's the biggest thing, because I think if you're telling them to get in the box and to get chances and they get in there and the keeper makes a good save or you have a bad miss, then they'll never get back in again. And I keep hearing managers saying, if you don't get in the box, you'll never score. So why take them off then, or why leave them out of the team? And I think I've been fair with the strikers. Every one of them gives us something different. And as I've said many, many times, it's the group that's going to win us games, you know, games of football. And I think that's proven today again. You know, the guys trying to pick the guys for the bench, because now I'm getting a group that's fit for the first time, you know. So that makes a difference when you've got a choice to make, you know, and makes it a wee bit harder for me, you know, to make the selection even for the guys on the bench, because they all can be match winners for us, you know, with Alexei Kai, Kennedy and Todorov, who again today, they all come on and affected the game in one way or another.
There wouldn't be a better way of ending the winless run than a fife derby on Tuesday night.
Absolutely, so that next game, and as I've always said, that you look after today, and then you get into the next game, and that's what you want to win. And what a fantastic game it would be to try and break that dock of victories, obviously. So it'd be fantastic if we could do that. You know, Wraith will be thinking the exact same thing, that they've not won any games, you know. So I understand football, how it works. So the next most important game is always the next one, and as a derby match, it's fantastic for the supporters. It means so much to the supporters, and as I say, that's what we represent every week. I keep saying that. We're not worried about the names on the back. We're worried about the badge on the front. And that's what you've got to represent. You've got to give them that victory. Because I know what it's like. I've been fortunate enough to be involved in derbies everywhere. And I know what it's like, how much it means to them. People, it doesn't matter if it's one man and their dog that go to it. You know, they're all desperate to beat each other because they can get that wee bit of kudos going into work the next day. So I'm hoping we can put in a performance and get that victory. It'd be fantastic if we could do that on Tuesday evening.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Have a good evening.